I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Steve, I know your fascination with colloquial insect names. Have you ever heard of a sexton beetle?
Is this the beetle that uses a device to navigate by the sun and the moon?
You're talking about a sextant beetle? No, this is a sexton beetle. These are burying beetles that are known for working singularly or in pairs to bury a dead animal. And they do this by locating an animal of a particular size and weight.
How big?
It depends on the species of beetle, but usually rodents, birds, that sort of thing. And they'll begin preparing the body by chewing off the feathers or the fur and nibbling off all those pesky protruding parts like legs and wings and tails. And bury the animal. And as they're doing all this, they're licking it, covering it with saliva that's rich in fungicides that will retard the decay of the body. Then they will knead and push and pull and shape and form until it's sort of pear-shaped with a little cup on top.
And what do you call this bolus or whatever they're making?
Food. But the food is only partly for themselves. It's mainly for their progeny. The female will lay eggs on the sides of the chamber, and those larvae will hatch from their eggs. And when they're young, they're absolutely dependent on the adults to pre-chew their food for them, and the adults regurgitate that into that little depression on top of this pear-shaped bird, rodent, whatever it was. Eventually, the larvae will start gnawing on the body itself. They call them sexton beetles because you may recall that the sexton was a person who worked at a church. They swept out the pews and rang the bells and also buried the dead.
Oh, so it wasn't like they found them in the coffin of a sexton?
No, they weren't associated with coffins. However, the other day, I saw an article that I posted on my Facebook page. They dug up the coffin of a bishop in Europe, and it was filled with beetle parts. And it was kind of interesting from an archaeo-entomological point of view just to see what kinds of beetles were out during that time. And one of the common remains found inside the coffin were coffin beetles. One of my entomological colleagues in California wrote to me and said, "What's a coffin beetle?" And I just assumed it was a European name for something. And so I started doing some searching, and I couldn't find out what a coffin beetle was either. And then I found a very brief mention of it. And they're also known as graveyard beetles, but it's a type of monotomid or root-eating beetle in the genus Rhizophagus, which is found primarily in graveyards, or it used to be back in the days when we weren't sealing up the coffin so well. These beetles would be attracted to bodies that had been buried in a coffin anywhere from 10 to 24 hours. Sometimes these beetles would emerge on the surface of the grave and be swarming over the headstones and that kind of thing. But today, they're hardly found at all. I guess our improved burial techniques have really put a crimp in this beetle's activity. So I don't know that they're as common as they used to be, but they're established now here in North America. I have not seen one, and they're not all that remarkable looking. But they certainly have a very curious natural history.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.